In recent polling on abortion, 3/4 of Americans want to keep Roe v. Wade in place. Some want restrictions, but according to polling from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist, they want it to stand. And this comes as states continue to pass legislation aimed at dismantling Roe. The latest is Louisiana, where the law bans abortion after around 6 weeks. And unlike other states, Louisiana's law has support from Democrats. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards signed it. Democratic State Rep. Katrina Jackson is one of many backing it. She joins us. Representative Jackson, welcome.
Thank you for having me. How are you today?
We're just fine. And we would note that the bill doesn't go into effect yet. Its aim is the same as others we're seeing in other states, to be challenged and get to the Supreme Court and overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, it's understandable that someone may be personally against abortion, but why do you want to outlaw it for other women?
I don't see it as outlawing it for other women. I see it as fighting for the life of the child. And I tell women all the time, fighting for the life of the child is like fighting for them because someone chose to have them. If you were born after 1973, someone chose you and gave you a fighting chance. So we don't see it as restrictive, having a restrictive measure in law. We see it as fighting for life altogether. Yeah. In Louisiana, Democrats consider themselves whole life Democrats, which means we fight for life from the womb to the tomb. Yeah. So we fight for everyone's life.
What about the fact that the bill, as many others, doesn't have an exception for rape or incest? So a young girl raped by a relative, perhaps, becomes pregnant, would have to continue that pregnancy.
Well, it's a heartbeat bill. So the bill doesn't ban abortion altogether. It just deals with until you can hear a heartbeat. And so to the extent that a young lady finds out that she's pregnant prior to the recognition of a heartbeat, then abortion will still be, if this bill is in place, legal in our state. This bill in Louisiana had no chance of passing with any exceptions in it. Actually, we had an amendment that was voted on the floor, but it was voted down.
Well, most women don't know they're pregnant before 6 weeks, and so they wouldn't have that chance that you're talking about, that window between 1 and 6 weeks. So there's questions about that. Why not have the exceptions? But you also feel that there might be a racial component to this. Tell us about that.
All right. I have my own bill in the state of Louisiana, and that's House Bill 425, which is a constitutional amendment that's going to let the voters decide whether or not our own state constitution recognizes a right to abortion. The reason being is because since 1973, since the inception of Roe v. Wade's opinion, 19 million black babies have been killed in the womb from abortion. That's more blacks being killed from abortion than any other sickness, illness, or a violent crime or nonviolent crime combined. Here in Louisiana, we make up about 30% of the population as African Americans, but we make up 60-some percent of the voter population. In the United States, we make up about 13 to 14% of the population, but the abortion population for African Americans is 30-some percent. African American babies are being aborted at alarming numbers. I do not believe that abortion is an answer to poverty. One of the most egregious arguments that I hear daily is that a woman should have a choice based on whether or not she can take care of the child. I don't ever believe abortion should be the answer to poverty. I believe that as African Americans, we should be fighting to make sure that we implement policies that give families livable wages, that make sure women have equal pay. And so to me, abortion is not the answer. And for some reason, it's being taunted as the answer for African Americans who live in poverty situations.
I just want to underscore what you just said. You call abortion, when it comes to African Americans and the numbers you just cited, genocide.
Right. Yeah. Abortion takes more black lives than anything else combined each year.
Look, as you well know, the numbers of abortions in the United States have gone way down because of access to birth control. The numbers among African-American women have also gone down. We're reading the rate of abortion is currently at its lowest point since Roe v. Wade. But still, African-American women of color, still have higher rates of abortion than white women do. We're reading an article in The Atlantic, 2014, but I think the stats are still the same, you know, which wonders why that is. It says that it could be, in many cases, because of access to things like birth control. So question to you there, should the effort be more in trying to prevent pregnancies than into stopping women ending them if they feel that desperate. So that's question number one. Let me just put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dual effort. And that's why I say we call ourselves whole life Democrats. In the state of Louisiana, Governor Edwards, who's a whole life Democrat, and myself and others fought for Medicaid expansion for 3 years when he was in the legislature. And finally, when he was governor, in the first day, he signed Medicaid expansion into law by executive order with all of our support. We've done a number of things regarding criminal justice reform to unite mothers and fathers with their children. We have a joint effort on sex education. So there are basically sometimes when you hear someone say they're pro-life, they're just saying choose life in the womb. For us, it's totally different. We don't look at our pro-life stance just by abortion bills. We look at the other measures as pro-life as well.
Well, again, and this is in 2014. The statistics were that an African-American woman was five times likelier to have an abortion than a white woman, a Latina woman more than twice as likely. This is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So there is this disparity you're speaking of. But what do you say to the young women, including one who's profiled in this article? I'll call her by her first name, Renee. She was about to have an abortion, and her reasoning was just what you're talking about. She didn't want to be that statistic. She didn't want to be the stereotype of an African-American woman having a child out of wedlock. She said the image is that we are promiscuous, we just have babies. I don't want to be that.
And I understand that. There is a stereotype. And that's why I believe legislators across this country who are putting so much effort into protecting abortions should be putting effort into making sure people have access to health care, that sex education in an appropriate level is taught in schools. That's the way to attack this.
Are you concerned that in banning abortions, especially since they are down across the board, are you worried that women will go back to the days of, you know, back alley horrendous abortions if it's driven underground?
Honestly, I think it's going to make women more responsible. Sometimes I find that when there are options out there, and look, even when we were children, we dealt with this. But depending on how strict your parent was or how much you thought you could get away with, you got away with it. One thing that's out on the market that was not on the market during those times of back alley abortions was the morning after pill, right? So let's say you get up and you know you made a mistake and you weren't on birth control and you didn't use contraceptive or condom. The morning after pill is purchased over the counter.
Yeah. Well, and there's the morning after pill. There's also a series of pills that would induce an abortion, and technically, in the first couple
abortion
of weeks.
Pill,
right,
yes.
Right.
An abortion pill is something I don't agree with. The morning after pill stops you from ovulating and stops you from actually an egg being fertilized. So what I'm saying is today there are so many other forms of contraception all the way down to after you make a decision that will result in an unwanted pregnancy.
So to clarify, you don't believe in the abortion pills after ovulation, but you do believe in preventing the ovulation. But as you know, there are some pushing to grant personhood to even the embryo, to the zygote, who have spoken aloud about, and I'd even like to see birth control done away with, because that's preventing the rights of an egg to try to ovulate. I mean, you hear what I'm saying.
And that's where I differ.
But you worry about a slippery slope that you may be getting on.
No, because I control my advocacy. And just because someone else is advocating for it doesn't mean I have to advocate for it.
We are hearing, obviously, that many of your constituents agree. But also, we're reading a quote from a voter printed in one of Louisiana's papers, The Advocate. It's addressed to your governor there, the Democratic governor. It says, the Republicans won't support you because you're a Democrat. We Democrats can't trust you. You're done. Do you worry about the political position this puts you in? It sounds like, I'm guessing, maybe not.
Oh, the governor and myself, when we ran, both of us were very clear that we were pro-life, whole-life Democrats. We never hid it. But I was also very clear on this, that I was a Christian and that I was going to allow my Christian values to guide me because I wanted them to know that. So if they didn't want to elect me, they wouldn't elect me.
That's Louisiana State Rep. Katrina Jackson, a Democrat, very much in support of that state's new abortion law that would ban abortions after around 6 weeks and have no exception for rape or incest. Representative Jackson, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.